This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, obviously, the lame duck session is in full swing at this point. A lot of issues that seem to be on the agenda, but Senate Republicans have said that they're not going to allow anything to proceed to a final floor vote unless it deals with permanently extending all of the Bush income tax cuts, or seriously talking about major spending reductions. Is this going to actually work for them?
Yes, I believe it will, because one has to remember that within a matter of days after Congress adjourns, assuming it stays in until Christmas, a new Congress will come in with enhanced Republican ranks in the Senate and the biggest Republican majority in the House since 1946. When that is the case, what is undone in terms of spending and tax cuts will be done by the next Congress, and it will be the president who vetoes those things who appears to be the obstructionist. My guess is that Barack Obama could spare himself a lot of pain and agony in issues that will be debated by the voters if he simply signs an extension of the tax cuts for all Americans, as Republicans want, and as congressional negotiators have been pressing the White House these last few days.
So will that actually happen? And if it does, will it happen relatively soon? So we will see debates and votes on some of these other things, like gays in the military, the START Treaty, and the DREAM Act, or will the tax fight go all the way to Christmas and the rest of that stuff gets left on the side of the road?
Certainly Democrats such as Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, want those other issues you mentioned to come up for a vote. Robert Gibbs, the president's top spokesman, told us at the White House that the DREAM Act and the ending of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy in the military were priorities. That said, Republicans from Speaker-designate John Boehner on down make it clear that they'll deal with those things when and if tax cuts across the board are passed. And at this point, I'd say they seem pretty focused.
John, let's move on now to another major issue this week, and that's, of course, the WikiLeaks latest massive release. This one seems to have official Washington much more concerned than any of the previous releases related to Afghanistan and Iraq. This one certainly causing some embarrassment for the U.S. diplomatic corps and even some other foreign leaders, given that their candid assessments of Iran and some other key issues are now available for public consumption. What's the long-term impact here?
WikiLeaks has certainly created a lot of controversy at this point. I don't think a day goes by when at the White House or even just watching the news, one does not hear about WikiLeaks. Now, that said, if you read them carefully, everything that's come out is gossip right now. Nothing earth-shaking or earth-shattering. Yes, we know that President Karzai is a weak leader in Afghanistan. We know that President Sarkozy of France is someone with an authoritarian complex. And, of course, we know that Silvio Berlusconi of Italy is a feckless leader. These are things that one can pick up by simply reading news magazines such as The Economist or papers with extensive foreign coverage such as the New York Times or the Financial Times. Nonetheless, the idea that somebody within the government is sharing information that is classified is enough to make people shudder and wonder what will come next. French politics and Spanish politics are now hearing what Americans thought of the leaders in those particular countries. Whether it goes beyond that remains to be seen.
John, let's move on to domestic politics now, and an issue that a lot of people are probably not focusing on very much, but I know it's something that you spend a lot of time covering, and that's in the wake of the midterm elections, the race for the new chairman of the Republican Party. Michael Steele says that he would like to stay on, although it doesn't appear that a lot of the rank and file would like him to. We're seeing the former chairman, Mike Duncan, get involved again here potentially, as well as Saul Alinuzis of Michigan, who narrowly lost out to Steele 2 years ago. What do you sense is going to happen?
Well, I have to say, it does seem odd, and people must ask me every day, why is it that when the Republicans have their most successful election year since 1994, that they want to get rid of their national chairman? And the reason is that many Republicans say Michael Steele does not work well with other party leaders, notably Mississippi's Governor Haley Barbour, the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, that his style of management leaves out a lot of people, and that he has a tendency to make gaffes about different things, such as his comment on U.S. action in Afghanistan. Now, that said, Mr. Steele has never officially announced for another term, and he may well find there's another position in which he could be useful. It certainly has not stopped candidates from running. Saul Anousis of Michigan has 10 committed supporters. Other people in the race include Steele's own political director, Gentry Collins, and the possibility of other candidates, such as Kayton Dawson of South Carolina, who narrowly lost his for chairman to Steele. It's going to be a barn burner of a race, and I always enjoy covering things like this.
John, we'll have to leave it there. As always, we appreciate your time.
Always looking forward to it as I dare the cold. Here, I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi, political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly.